Non-local, part 1.3.4, through the Temple of the Dog Memorial Kelp Forest. When Rudy became thirsty under the water, as he was once again traveling through the Temple of the Dog Memorial Kelp Forest on his way to the lands of the Epic Mute to meet the Council of Leavernauts, he chatted into the kelp forest. "Are there any seals here that I can kiss?" Instantly messaged back to him from a beautiful woman who was sea lion from her waist down. "My name is Sydney. I live here, and I will kiss you." Rudy quickly messaged her back. "If you don't mind, I'm very thirsty, and all the salt water is killing me. I don't know why I keep eating these herring eggs." Without a word, Sydney, the half-sea lion woman, grabbed him and kissed him, filling his mouth with fresh, sweet water from the land, possibly a high mountain stream, or a brook near an open tundra. He drank it and smiled. "May I have one more?" he typed into the box, grinning wide. After giving him one more kiss drink, she swam a few feet away and messaged, "You are a naughty wizard, Rudy. If you get this thirsty again, use this." An enchanted underwater rattle made of mermaid purses, horseshoe crab eggs, appeared in his gunny sack. "These are very ancient and from long ago. You do not need any more extra lives. You are getting greedy and taking more than you need. Stop that and move along," she warned him. "Thanks," Rudy messaged her as he continued his descent through the kelp forest, careful not to eat any more of the extra life herring eggs, which looked like little planets. He could not help himself. He flicked one out into the open water, away from the kelp stalks, and imagined it a planet that had been ejected from its solar system and was now a rogue mass of rock and carbon that traveled through the darkness of space, all on its own. No light from a star it was orbiting to give it a night or day, no sun to warm its face and cause the gases to evaporate and make an atmosphere, skinning its surface with clouds and ozone. No sunshine to help nitrogen get converted by little lichen into soils that other plants could use to photosynthesize. Just a dead little rock on an embryonic herring, floating about nonchalantly in the pitch. In the distance, in the blackness of the deep ocean, there were little glowing coin lights of bioluminescent fish farting around. Rudy couldn't make out text. "Gates to the Epic Mute," floating above a pipe with a manhole for a top hatch, jetting from the bottom of the ocean floor. The pipe and manhole cover were stark, bold colors that seemed to glow from within like images on a computer screen. They were easily recognizable in the blackness of this undersea world, as if they were not part of it at all, lit from a light source from somewhere else. They were clear. Whenever fish swam in front of them, the fish would disappear behind them, as if the pipe was always in the foreground. But it was obviously very far away, because it had a size relative to its distance. Rudy put his hands in front of his face, and the pipes were just as visible to him as before, as if they were tiny and sitting in his hands. He closed his eyes, and they were visible there as well, slowly getting bigger as he approached. "This is the gateway to an upside-down world under the water, and where the office of the Council of Leavernauts are." He checked his heart line and lung line, which were in little boxes at the bottom of his viewport on the start screen. The hearts were represented by little heart symbols, the lungs by little double lung symbols. There were 10 each. The hearts colored red up to 8.5, the lungs to 1.5. He was running out of air. "Hopefully there is enough lung power to get to the pipe, and these extra lives come in handy in the land of the Epic Mute. Hopefully if I die down there, I can restart at the gates of the Epic Mute instead of back at my campfire." Rudy, who was supposed to have created a new Chaos Magician account and pick a new player name, thought to himself. With 0.5 lung power left, Rudy finally stood atop the otherworldly pipe and tried to figure out how to get to the heavy manhole cover. His lung line began flashing as a fire alarm sound started ringing through the kelp forest, and a dialogue box that suddenly appeared. "Welcome to the gates of the Epic Mute. Are you traveling here for business or pleasure?" "Business," Rudy messaged. "State your business in the lands of the Epic Mute, and be sure to declare any items you'll be bringing into our realm." Rudy's lung line is flashing furiously now, punctuated by little beeps. "I have nothing to declare, and I have just a few questions for the council," he messaged. "Very well. Welcome to the lands of the Epic Mute. Please be sure to visit our many gift shops, and please come again soon. Thank you." Rudy opened his eyes, and he was standing upside down, behind a pack IC, holding the same cursed halibut hook he had tried to get rid of yesterday. He sighed very long, and very deep, spitting a couple undigested herring eggs out like they were teeth that had been punched out of place in his mouth.